James chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 15. And we come to these familiar words here before us in this chapter. James chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 15. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Dear congregation, each and every day we should be mindful of the sovereign will of God, his most holy and wise providence, and then prayerfully look to him, saying with full submission in our hearts, if the Lord will, we shall live or do this or that. How important it is to remember the Lord. How prone one can be to forget. And then consider there are so many in this nation, in this world, who truly never consider their need to look to the Lord and that their lives are in his hand. Oh, to live each day at a time, being mindful of God's sovereign will and his most holy and wise providence. Yes, we are to make our lawful plans, but in all our thinking, in all our meditation, we must submit to God and to his will. For we do not know the future. Yes, dear brethren, we know we are going home one day to glory, but we do not know every detail. We do not know how many days we have till we are called home to glory. We do not know the future. And though we make our plans, and it's wise to make lawful plans, we must be mindful of God's will. And we must be saying such words as this: if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. How we do not know what is on the morrow. In Proverbs 27 verse 1 we read, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Spurgeon wrote, let us never boast of future days and years, or what we mean to do when we come to any age, or what shall be our position when we grow grey. How often we have arrived at the end of a day amazed at what has taken place. We were not expecting, yet something happens, and we're so amazed. We did not know that was going to happen on that day. Sometimes it's something that has brought us joy. And that's a blessing, isn't it? Maybe somebody's contacted you. Somebody's come to you. And it's brought you joy. And it was unexpected. But at other times, there can be things that bring us great sorrow. Unexpected sorrows can suddenly be before us. In the morning, we never expected such. But it was all in God's hand, and sorrows we found in the day. We do not know. We make our plans, yet we do not know what a day will bring forth. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. One day we will wake up, and it will be our last morning. And how many people in this world today will wake up and it's been their last morning and they're into eternity this day? My dear friends, we must bear in mind our end and be found saying each day such words as this: if the Lord will. Now the Apostle James, having cautioned his hearers about evil speaking, as we saw last week, now cautions them against presuming on the future, that they have much time, reminding them of the brevity of life, that at any moment their lives could be taken away. And further, he directs them to commit themselves to the will of God and to God's most holy and wise providence. Dear congregation, let us this moment, let us this day, and each and every day, commit ourselves unto God, to his will, and providence. We just sung of committing ourselves to the Lord, committing our way. Well, commit your way, commit yourself to the Lord each and every day. And dear congregation, what a blessing when we are found committing ourselves to the Lord. We may have concerns, we may have anxiety. What a blessing to surrender to the Lord. What a blessing to submit to Him, to leave it in His hands. Well, as we come to these verses this morning, I'd like us to consider, first of all, forgetting God. We note that particularly in verses 13 and the first part of verse 14. Then, secondly, considering life. And thirdly, remembering God. Forgetting God, considering life, and then thirdly, remembering God. First of all, forgetting God. Verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It was plain that there were those who were around in James's day who were forgetting God, leaving God out of their plans. And how we see it today. And even at times the Christian can forget the Lord. Now note these words, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Go to now, or come now, come on now. And here the James, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is seeking to cause the hearer to pay attention, consider, think about it. Go to now, come on. It's aimed at provoking or awaking their attention. Matthew Paul the Puritan wrote, tends to the awakening of their attention and stirring them up to the consideration of their duty and danger. Go to now. Come, let us reason together, we read in Isaiah. Thomas Manton the Puritan wrote, it is a phrase that provoketh them to consideration, as awakening the attention of conscience or citing them before the presence and tribunal of God. Dear congregation, we're to pay attention. We're to stop and to consider. We do not know the future. We need to be submitting ourselves, therefore, to the Lord. James draws their attention to this fact that they were making plans without thinking about God, His will and providence. And further, that at any moment, God might take away their brief life. Now consider here, they were thinking, they were presuming they had many years. Notice the language here. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we shall go into such a city and continue there a year. Going to that city, continuing there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. They were thinking they had much time. Dear friends, it's a common thought, isn't it? Many think they have much time. Matthew Henry wrote, how apt worldly and projecting men are to leave God out of their schemes. They forget. They think they have much time. You remember the rich farmer? Luke 12, verse 16. Our Lord said, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room to bestow, where to bestow my fruits? What shall I do? That's what many are doing, aren't they? Even in this locality. And we see it again and again, just down the road. More barns are put up over the years. People making their plans. Well, we can have lawful plans. But oh, where one goes wrong is when they forget God. What shall I do, we read, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, And there will I bestow my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Note those words in verse 19 of Luke 12. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. You see there, the one was just talking to himself. He wasn't considering the Lord. And millions do that, do they not? They just talk to themselves about what they're going to do. And they do not consider God. How many forget God? How many never truly consider God in their lives? And never truly considered him in the morning of the day their life was taken away? That's a solemn thing, isn't it? It's such a solemn thing. There are many who wake up. It's the last day. They don't know it. But they do not consider God. As this year draws to a close, many make plans. But do not consider God. They forget God. In the wintertime, many make plans for next year's holiday. But they forget God. They do not say, if the Lord will. So many in this world forget God in their thinking. And sadly, even amongst the Lord's people, this can be a thought. And we can look at our own hearts, can we? And I can look back at my life and consider my heart. There have been times when I've not considered as I ought to have done. I thought of doing something, but I have not considered the Lord. And I confess my shortcomings. We're prone to forget, aren't we? Yes, we know it's right to do it, but we're prone to forget. Now, we can be wise in making plans. For example, consider the wise farmer. He must plan ahead the time to buy his seed, and then when to sow it, and then when he is to put fertilizer on the field. He must have a diary, a plan. And we can be wise in making plans, but we're unwise in forgetting God, his will and providence. Verse 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. Go to now, pay attention, consider, you're forgetting God. You do not know what will be on the morrow. Your life is in his hands. Tomorrow may be the day your life is taken away. I said earlier how often we have arrived at the end of a day amazed at what took place in it. We weren't expecting maybe some joy or maybe some sorrow. We make our plans, but we do not know what will be on the morrow. Tomorrow may be our last day. Now, it's right to pray for a long life. We see that in the Psalms. A long life for God's glory. But we need to be mindful that tomorrow, or even today, may be our last day. How often has the unexpected happened? Somebody's died in your family. And yes, you knew they weren't well. But then suddenly the day comes and they've died. A while ago, I booked my train ticket to come home from Salisbury. And I booked it earlier in the week. I never took the train because somebody died and I never went to that place I was going. So I didn't need the train home. The unexpected. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Do not boast, for we do not know. All dear congregation, do not forget God. Come now, go to now, we read here. Let your attention be aroused. Dear congregation, one day we shall wake up, and by the end of the day we shall be in eternity. The day of our departure has arrived. We do not know what is going to be on tomorrow. It may be the day of your departure. God knows, dear brethren, that will be a wonderful day when we leave this world. Be praying for grace and help for that day. And be ready. This may be the last time I see your faces. That happens, does it not? Congregations gather, and in the week somebody dies. It may be the last time I see your faces. Let's remember God then, each and every day, that our lives are in His hand. Forgetting God, it's a common thought with men and women. But let's consider, secondly, considering life. Verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Now remember, there were those there in James's day who were thinking they had many years. They didn't consider God. They thought life was before them, and well, they would have such a long life. What does James say here? For what is your life? It is even a vapour. Even if they did have many years, their life was still so short, and they should be living each day in the fear of God. Well, let's consider our lives this morning. What is your life? Dear brethren, it's a blessed life because you have Jesus. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But we also know there's great sorrow in our lives, and chiefly because of our own sin. Yes, there's other trials. There can be sadness, the loss of loved ones. There can be difficulties, pain, and it can be so difficult as we struggle on with pain. But all we know sorrow chiefly because of our sin. We do know sorrow. But let's particularly consider here this morning the brevity of life. What is your life? Our lives are so short. Notice the answer he gives in verse 14. It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. It appeareth. And we notice a brief appearance. And dear brethren, even if we live to 100, our lives are so short compared to eternity. It is a vapour that appeareth for a little time. There's the appearance, and we appeared. For some of us, it was a number of years ago. For some of you, not so many years ago. But we appeared. We were born into this world. We made our appearance. We were cuddled by our mothers or others. Photos were taken. Well, not so many of me, because there weren't so many cameras in those days. People said nice things about us, we're told. People cheerfully gathered round, and our mothers showed us to others, and then in anticipation looked forward to many a sleepless night. We appeared. But we're only here for a little while. Note those words. For what is your life? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time. Just a little time. The life is given by the Lord. Remember what Job said after the death of many in his family. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. We think firstly there, the Lord gave, and then what an amazing and precious gift life is. The Lord gave you life. You're here today because of the Lord. Dear young ones, you're here today because of the Lord. We have life. We ought to treat carefully then what God has given. We appeared. We have life. Notice particularly how brief our lives are. It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Now we have here the word vapour. In the Greek it is atmis, which speaks of a mist. Soon it will be winter, and on the cold winter mornings when you breathe, there's a vapour, a mist. I remember When I was at school many years ago, a group of us young lads were trying to see how many little, as it were, puffs of vapour we could make as we breathed on the snowy common. You breathe out in the winter mornings and this little vapour appears. It's your breath, isn't it? And there it is, and there it's gone. And that's our life, isn't it? Like a vapour, there for a moment, but then gone. We think of the brevity of our lives. And though we may have lived many years, our lives are so short. Now in Scripture we have other examples to illustrate the brevity of life. In Job 9 verse 25 we read, "Now my days are swifter than a post, they flee away, they see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey." You see those examples there? It speaks of the brevity. Just think of one there, the post. In olden days, one would come on horseback with the post and would come up to the house and the occupant would give over money and off the post would be. Off the post man would be, galloping away. In he comes and then he's gone. And we can think of the post today. The postman comes up and he puts the post in and then he's off again, isn't he? So quick. And that's our life, isn't it? We have an interesting verse in Psalm 39 verse 5. "Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." Handbreadth, it's such a short distance, isn't it? You look at your hands, you young one, such a short distance. There's not many millimetres there, is there? Our life is so short. What does the psalmist say? "Mine age is nothing before thee." Consider God at this moment. He inhabits eternity. That is a great thought, isn't it? He inhabits eternity. To help us understand it a little further, we read in Psalm 90, "From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." No wonder the psalmist says, "My age is as nothing before thee." Our age is as nothing before the Lord. Our lives, our days are as a handbreadth. Spurgeon writes again, "A handbreadth is one of the shortest natural measures. Such is the brevity of life by divine appointment, so quick, and then it is gone." Job speaks of a man born of a woman is of few days. Job 14 verse 1, just a few days. Even if a man reaches 70, 80 or 90. Just a few days in comparison to eternity. I went to see my grandmother last week on her 95th birthday. I remember when she was 60. And that only seems like a few years ago. And how the years have passed for me now. I remember being a boy thinking, well, people in their 40s, but they're old. Well, I'm old then, aren't I? I've got there. I never thought I would get there so quickly. And how the years pass. How quickly children grow up. Suddenly you're looking up to them, many of them. Consider the brevity of life. How important it is to be wise and redeem the time. Do not waste time. Unconverted people can waste time. And so can the Lord's people, especially in this age of technology and computers and such. We need to redeem the time. In Ephesians 5 verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We need to redeem it. We need to use it wisely because our lives are so short and we're accountable. And note these words again. For what is your life? It appears, we think of the brevity, and then it's taken away. Appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. It will cease to be seen. And one day our lives will be taken. Think again of those words of Job. The Lord gave and the Lord have taken away. Just stop this morning. The Lord has given you life. One day he's going to take that life away from you. There will be the separation of the body and soul. The soul will depart to heaven, your soul will depart to glory. The body will be lifeless. Death is coming. What do we read here? It is even a vapour that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You'll be seen no longer here upon earth. What is your life? It's so important then, isn't it, to remember God. And let's consider that thirdly as we close this morning. Remembering God. Verse 15. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Dear congregation, remember he is there. So many in this world forget God. They make their plans without considering God. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. They're forgetting God. Oh, how important it is we remember God. And then further, remember his sovereign will. Verse 15, if the Lord will, remember his most holy and wise providence. It is all in his hands. Thomas Manton wrote, all our undertakings must be referred to the will of God. All our undertakings must be referred to the will of God. We must think about God in all that we do. Now let me say, can you think about God in all that you do? Do you, on something, seek to commit it unto the Lord, or would you be ashamed to do so? All our undertakings, says Manton, must be referred to the will of God. Consider his sovereign will. He has willed all things. He has planned. We therefore need to be saying or thinking in such a respectful and sincere way, if the Lord will, or similar words to it. If it is a neglect in your life at this time, seek to put it right today. If the Lord will. Dear congregation, our times are in God's hand. Psalm 31 verse 15, my times are in thy hand. His most holy and wise providence is over all our lives. It extends to all. But let me underline, he is not the author of sin. He is not the author of sin. Yes, his most holy and wise providence extends to our whole lives, but he is not the author of sin. He is over our lives. In Acts 17 verse 28 we read, for in him we live and move and have our being. The day of our birth was planned. Our existence now is planned by God, and so is the day of our death. Now, if your life be in God's hand, look to him, respect him, trust him. That's so important, isn't it? If any without Christ, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, your life is in God's hand. One day he will take your life away. Are you ready for that time? If you're not sure, if you're not ready, go quickly to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. There's spiritual life to be found in him. And one who has spiritual life, who knows the Lord, is ready to die. Remember, your life is in God's hand. Set yourselves a daily remembrancer. Notice verse 15. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will. We're thinking of the Lord then, aren't we? We're thinking of his will, his providence. Set yourself a daily remembrancer. A number of years ago, there was a certain minister in London who wrote certain things for the morning and the evening for believers to read, much like Spurgeon and others, like the Puritans did. And the book was entitled, A Daily Remembrancer. Oh, we need a daily remembrancer to think of the Lord, daily remember him. If the Lord wills. Live each day mindful of his hand. Live each day though it may be your last day. Live each day for his glory. Be Christ living, Christ glorifying as you live your days. Live each day rejoicing in Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. What a blessing it will be one day to have rejoiced in Christ in this life and then sup with him in heaven at the end of that day. Live each day, though it may be the day you're going home to see Jesus. Oh, to think more often of this. To be more aware of this. To be more conscious of Christ. Oh, to think more often that today I may see the King in all his beauty. Some of you may have heard of a man called Lord Radstock. He was told he had 3 months to live. And this was his response when he was told this. Only think of this, just 3 months more. And then to see the King in all his beauty. That was his response. Well, we do not know if we've got 3 months. We do not know if we've got one day. We need to pray today for grace, for help in the valley then. For it may come very quickly. But all to consider further. It may be today or tomorrow I will see the King in all his beauty. Live each day as though it may be the day. Every day the believer should without question be thinking of their home call to glory. For any without Christ, do not presume you have one more opportunity to hear the gospel. Go to Jesus right now. And if you do, your sins will be forgiven. You will be accepted. And you will have a joyful anticipation as well. If the Lord wills, it may be our last day. Oh, to live it as though it were. Dear congregation, live each day mindful that God holds your life in his hands. It's in his hands. That's a great comfort, isn't it? Remember it. Now considering yourself, your business or living here below, each day as you make your plans, take them to the Lord. Pray about your journeys. Pray about the things you're going to do. You pray about the Lord willing you're going to do. Be mindful as you do of God's will and providence that it may be different in providence to what you have planned. In providence he may lead you in a different direction to what you have thought. You know, sometimes we think of things and think, well, this must be the way. And God in his providence shows you a different way. Or maybe a week or two later you read a verse of scripture and the Lord says something to you and you know, well, that's the way the Lord would lead me. Be mindful of his will. Submit to it. Be mindful of his providence. If the Lord will. Many over these weeks and days now will be making their plans for the future. Dear brethren, whatever you plan for the future, do not forget God in your thinking. Do not presume, but rest in the Lord. That's what we see in Psalm 37 we sang earlier. Commit thy way. Rest in the Lord. That's what we'll be to do each and every day. Well, as we think of the future, rest in the Lord. Commit your way to him. And dear congregation, what a blessing to live each day thinking of God. What a blessing to take the practical things in life to the Lord. What a blessing to take the things you plan to the Lord. Maybe a holiday. And you pray about it. Lord, is it thy will I should do this? Make it plain to me. And you can begin your holiday. The Lord led me. And you can rejoice on your holiday. The Lord has given me these days. What a blessing to be saying, if the Lord will. What a blessing to take everything to the Lord. To commit your whole life and every little detail to his sovereign will. And to his most holy and wise providence. One of the great lessons we learn from this morning is how near we need to be to the Lord, not just once a week, but every day of our lives. And may we be helped to live a closer life, to walk a closer walk with the Lord. Note these words in verse 15. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will. May the Lord help us to think of Him. May the Lord help us to commit our whole lives to Him every day. And may you know blessing in so doing. And may you know the reality of so sensing that your lives are in God's hands. Amen. Let's turn to our final psalm this morning. Psalm 90. Psalm 90, we're going to sing from verse 10 to verse 14. You'll know the relevance of these words.